advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Gotta turn the old keyboard off because I end up getting happy hands.
Yeah, you get happy hands.
What do you say about changing the name? You're not recording over an old episode or something, are you?
No, it says Indian Trading Company. Like they're trading Indians.
Wow.
That's what Christopher Columbus started.
Yeah.
East Indian Trading Company.
Yeah.
But this is different. It's different.
Different.
I like to think of my baby Jesus as a hamburger patty.
This is a Michael Bublé apple.
Might not be bad.
Apple.
No, it's not bad.
It's like a crisp.
Yeah, it's good. I haven't had...
I don't like apples, you know?
I haven't had a bubbly that I don't like.
They got good flavor.
Dasani has like a black cherry one.
And they're bitter.
It was weird.
Yeah, I like the black
prunes
cherry.
Or something.
I like black cherry bubbly.
But the bubbly cherry bubbly, cherry that's bubbly. What I just had last
year.
That is like cherry Coke. It's somehow, I don't know. There's no sweetness. It's not sweet, but it's amazing.
Yeah. It's got that flavor, though. No sweetness with the flavor.
Yeah. This is pretty good. Yeah.
Bubbly's
good. We'll find out that it has balls in it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's a hooker in the mm-hmm. carbonated water when they
I try to only do it like as kind of like a treat thing, like with dinner. Like every other thing I drink is just fucking water.
Right.
Yeah.
I've gotten into that, but.
Yeah, I pretty much drink whiskey, water, and coffee. Like those are my three.
Pretty much drink whatever the fuck.
Real man.
Those are my three.
That's what I drink, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the summer. I'll drink Mountain Dew every so often. Mm-hmm. I probably won't this summer because I'm still on Weight Watchers, but then it's just not worth the point.
I had soda at the movie theater.
I got to stay heavy.
Trying to save money, so like we always share, and so I kind of got to compromise. Like not everyone wants to drink sparkling fucking soda water. So, but I had like Coke Zero or something, which is probably way worse.
Just have a Coke.
Yeah.
What movie did you see?
Alita? It's fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. But then my family was watching Aquaman this morning. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
Any DC movie.
Yeah, they said...
Absolutely horrible. Garbage.
Said, not true.
They said... Yes. Did you ever watch Aquaman?
No, I haven't seen Aquaman.
Oh, go back and watch Batman. Good. Michael Keaton. Horrible. The Penguin. Garbage.
Well, that's some of that shit's... Yeah.
No, tough. I mean, Ninja Turtles, great movie. Batman, garbage.
I don't know who you are anymore.
That's fine.
I want you to watch Aquaman.
You might not recognize me, but
so we
you
can
know
have
me.
This discussion openly.
Oh, I'll watch it. I mean, I'm not opposed to watching Aquaman. I just haven't seen it.
Alita's pretty good. It wasn't bad. What else did I just watch? We watched something on Showbox. Oh, my family watched Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet. Mm. I didn't watch it, though. I was watching Ollie stuff. So they said
I've started watching that sitcom Mom. Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
It's pretty funny.
Watched all of the Russian Doll one. That was good.
I stumbled two nights ago onto a Netflix show called The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, I just started watching that.
Fucking badass.
The first episode was slow though.
Like, it was slow. I'm only on the second episode right now, but
I was tired last night and we started watching it because I was the kid, the young one that comes back. He's not really young, but he came back because he was in the future or whatever. Right. He's on like a Nickelodeon show that my daughters watch.
Well, this ain't Nickelodeon.
No, I know that. Yeah, so
I'll watch it tonight because I saw that and I almost watched it.
I would say if you blended three movies in a blender, it would be an X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of had that feel.
The Watchmen movie.
Uh-huh.
And a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good.
If you threw those together.
Yeah. And then you have the Wishmaster.
The Russian Doll. Yeah. The Russian Doll was, I should take that back. It's good. It was entertaining. Like when I was done with it, I was left conflicted, but.
Bird Box.
It's only eight episodes or whatever, but it kept my, it's very Groundhog Day. This girl keeps dying and she just keeps dying over and over.
Is that a thing? Because Damon Wayans is in a...
She comes in, she ends up being in front of the mirror in the bathroom and just doing it again. Like, fuck. Like,
Damon Wayans is in a thing like that.
Yeah.
Like it's new and it's on Netflix or Hulu or something where he wakes up and he's naked and he's trying to get to his wedding and he's naked running around everywhere.
That's just like a bad dream.
Yeah.
It is, but it's like the same thing. He wakes back up and same thing.
Well, with Umbrella Academy, they had me at bunch of violent children with superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
But they won me over with talking monkey.
All right.
Yeah, the talking monkey. Yeah. My daughter's like that.
You got talking monkeys, you got time travel, you got...
Well, when they had the
very violent superhero... Yeah.
What was it?
Killing.
20 women woke up not pregnant. And by the end of the day, they were pregnant. 49. Yeah, and having babies. And I was like, oh, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the premise is in 1989, I think.
Look at that. 49. That's pretty good. I impressed myself. Yeah. I was going to write Umbrella, but 40, I drew one.
49
that's
women.
That's the tattoo they have, actually.
Wake up not
just
pregnant.
Like that.
Yeah. Weird.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It is.
You, how weird is that?
And in fact, one of them has to draw it on with a pen.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Nope.
That's the tattoo.
On their hand right here.
It's like on their wrist. Like it's the, that's the tattoo they have. The exact same with the little
cane.
Yep, yep.
I almost didn't do the hook.
No, it's the hook. Yeah. It's all about the hook.
Wow, that's weird.
I know it's based on a comic book series, but I've never read the comic book series. It's a good show, though. It's worth checking.
It's the Umbrella what? Say it again.
It's kind of like
Umbrella Academy.
Okay, because I keep thinking corporation.
Umbrella Academy.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Ellen Page is the only person in it who has any star power.
I don't know.
I didn't know that kid.
Nikki. Yeah. Nikki from Nikki Dawn. Yeah. He's pretty.
Hot sauce. Elio Cateco. We love him. Eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made tomato-free chili.
Tomato-free? Why tomato-free chili?
I like that. Fuck tomatoes.
Erica can't
because
have
fuck tomatoes.
There's like multi-bean.
Fuck tomatoes.
And you put your crazy end-of-the-world beef in it?
No, it's just veggies and beans. But I went no tomato. And you end up cooking a shit ton of carrots, and you puree half of them.
And that's what they make the base out of.
And then add like some vinegar, and it gives you like that same color and that same base.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, that's the Umbrella Academy logo.
Holy shit.
You might want to take a picture of that.
I am going to take a picture of that.
He just freaked himself out. Yeah.
Dr. Max is sitting.
My wife gets so like psychic jealous. Like this kind of shit happens to me all the time. And she's like, it's not fair because she like loves all those fucking Long Island Medium and all that weird shit.
But anyway, I made the chili.
Did she know? Oh, yeah.
I made the chili. I put El Yucateco Black in it and it took it to another
level. Of course
you
did. Yep. Of course you did. Yep. Anyway, did your wife know anything about the East Indian Trading Company?
I don't think so. No.
Christopher Columbus.
So the East India Trading Company has been on the list for a while. And if you're a new or newish or lazy or non-Facebooky listener, we have a Facebook group, the unofficial SK Ultra fan group. And
there's a pin post.
Yep.
And you can go in there.
Post a topic or vote
and
on
vote.
Topics.
Yeah.
And this one has been high up in the ranks for quite a while, the East India.
And you see that, and you guys mentioned it, and I was like...
The logo's cool.
Like, what is it? Is it like they ship dungarees or something?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
Exactly. That's exactly what they do.
So I knew...
Like, I was like, is this...
I knew the East India Company strictly from the American perspective because the East India Company... is part of what the Boston Tea Party, all the upset during the, pre-Revolutionary War.
I knew like it because Baco Skate Co. used their logo.
Right.
Yeah.
And I knew they were like, because a lot of
you see this in the old British movies and stuff too, like or war movies and stuff, back in the day, they're using the trading company to do things.
Right. And this... So I knew that, but I didn't know, and I was like, that's fucking horrible. The shit they did in America was really bad. And then you find out about all the shit they did everywhere else, and you're like, oh, the shit they did in America really isn't all that bad.
They're pretty good.
They did everywhere else was way fucking worse.
Also that you think that the British did certain things, but it's really like this corporation that did
it.
That just was kind of
crazy.
Wild and fucking
it was a front.
Doing what the fuck they wanted.
It was kind of a front almost, like if you think about it in a sense.
The time back then, though, like for shit to get back to anyone and have a repercussion discussion or like any type right. of communication, like you'd be like, hey, yeah. this shit's happening. They like send a letter 8 months later. Oh, well tell them this
right.
8 months later. And I think, we don't yeah. want to do that.
He's not even alive eight anymore. Back. Yeah. You send yeah. it to somebody and they die before you get the letter.
Or it gets lost.
I think fuck. I think it's safe to say, like, we're talking about, you know, past events and we're like, well, how come they just didn't do this? Why didn't they do that? And you kind of don't think about that. Like there was no communication
right.
between places.
No, there wasn't.
Like even towns and shit, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like there's a town here and a town over there and it takes 4 days to get to them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or
so you're
a year
you're fuck yeah, or
boat.
That. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But yeah. you know what I'm saying? Even 4 days turns into 8 if you get a yeah. straight turnaround
right.
or 9.
Right.
Things have changed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody's dead now. You know, like right. it's crazy. You know, help, send help. 8 days later.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
So and the other thing is once I started to see how powerful they were, how much money they had, and we'll get into all those juicy details. I had to stop and search to see what is their connection with the Rothschilds.
Right.
Because I couldn't conceive of a company being this big and having this much influence on the world stage and not having ties to the Rothschilds.
Anywhere sense. There's that yeah. much money moving around, yeah. right. they're going to be doing yeah. the banking stuff.
Yeah. So it turns out, and we'll get into it, once they started fairly small and humble, but once they finally started to get big, an article that I read said that there were multiple families that controlled the East India Company, and they each controlled a singular aspect of the corporation. And the Rockefellers controlled the American side of it.
Right.
Oddly, makes sense. You
know, which makes sense.
No, oddly, no.
Yeah. The Rothschilds and the Warburgs Ooh, owned the entire Warburgs. Banking aspect of the East India.
Wait a minute. Oh, so they own a portion of the company or controlled a portion of the company.
They control
and
the portion.
They own the banking portion.
Right.
The Warburgs.
The Warburgs and the Rothschilds.
Johnny Warburg.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a different guy.
Yeah. So there was definitely sort of, because, like I said, I couldn't see them doing this without the Rothschilds
involved somehow.
And this
involved.
Is also and like they some
were,
of the,
they were directly involved.
Like yeah. It was the first show. Inception of like stock type things of having yeah. shared investments in mm-hmm. something. I was watching some documentary about it and they were talking about, they figured out the concept that it's better to own 10% in 10 ships than 100% of one ship mm-hmm. because your investment's protected. If that ship fucking sinks, you're toast.
Right.
Versus like, oh, 3 ships sank, yeah. still got 10% of 7 ships.
And it goes back to...
Well, 10% of 10 ships is still 100% of
right.
one.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a breakdown. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. Like, complete
and
sense.
And like back in the day in England, in America, in wherever, like you would give someone permission, the government would give someone permission to have a corporate charter.
Right.
And it was rare and it was difficult to attain and it allowed you certain protections and powers that nobody else had. And Queen Elizabeth was the only one that could grant a corporate charter.
Right.
And she in the year 1600, she granted 200 corporate charters for people to go to basically India, the Orient, China, et cetera, and establish trade routes and bring stuff back. And obviously she wanted to make money, but she also wanted stuff because the Orient had just been discovered. I mean, everything that we take for granted, spices, tea, like spices were fucking literally worth more than gold.
I thought about how bland fucking life was, dude. Yeah. They're like, oh, let's have tea with no fucking sugar.
Yep.
Like some tobacco would be like the sweet treat, you know what I mean? Or like whiskey or wine, maybe if you could afford that. But if not, you're like fucking mutton and fucking like root vegetables or something.
You didn't even
shit.
Have like, yeah.
there's
you didn't
no
even
chocolate.
Have like cake and shit.
No.
No, there was no.
No, there was chocolate.
There was no, yeah, not, but not if it, only if you had it and there really wasn't.
It was bitter chocolate though. Like it wasn't sweet chocolate.
Like,
I guess chocolate.
Sugar
yeah.
fueled like the fucking, this whole thing really. Yeah. Hmm. Like that made
like
the
once
world
people
change.
Got a, yeah, my Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was fucking
it did,
yeah.
Mountain Dew. It used to just be called Dew and it did not tickle your innards.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sad time.
Yeah.
So they get a royal charter from Queen Elizabeth in 1600 and they end up, and again, most of the corporate charters were no one, like for the most part, you couldn't afford to build a ship to go
right.
trade.
Yeah.
Like that was the rate limiting step was we need a fucking ship. So if you could get, you know, 15 merchants together yeah. and we all put money in and said, you know, I can afford 20% of a ship and we get enough of us together, we buy the whole ship. We each own a percentage based on what we put in.
Yeah.
They give us a corporate charter that gives us the legal ability to trade. If that ship doesn't get fucking
sacked by the Spanish,
sunk in in a fucking gale, swallowed by a giant whale, whatever, it's going to come back and we're going to get rich. But right. again, it defrays your
two
risk.
2 years later, too, yeah. or something.
Right.
It was
but
a
it does
investment.
Does defray your risk. Like, even if you're making that investment,
in
I'm,
yeah, in, yeah.
I'm, you know, I'm not fully owning this ship, so it suddenly becomes attractive, and that's one of the, that structure is what opens it up. So the East India Trading Company starts as one ship with a handful of people investing to get it built. The Queen gives them their permission, a guy named Sir Thomas
That's
Smythe.
Sad you have to have permission to sail in unowned waters.
Well, you have to have her
permission. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you, the thing is, you could have built a ship and sailed it over there, but you wouldn't have permission to bring anything on the docks or sell it
coming,
in the UK.
Coming back.
Like, you couldn't bring anything back.
That's crazy.
Without the charter.
Basically, the charter's tax. When they come back, you're getting
basically,
taxed.
Yeah, for sure. So they end up going in, and they're just a like small group of investors trying to do this. They send their first expedition for Asia in 1601. Sorry, they had four ships. And they were commanded by James Lancaster. And for some reason, every time I read James Lancaster, like I was so fucking tired when I was researching it, I just kept, my brain kept seeing Jamie Lannister. And it totally changed the beginning of the East India Company.
Because
now it was Jamie Lannister
before
in
after
charge
his
of
dismemberment.
The ships. He was full
on?
Yeah, full. This was early on the
So you mean
show.
Hot Jamie's?
Yeah, hot
okay.
Jamie, yeah.
It's a she now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they end up going out there, and they're... What they basically, there were multiple things called the East India Company, and there was the Dutch East India Company, which at the time dominated all East India companies.
The VOC,
I guess. Yeah. So, but they realized the Dutch East India Company was trading spices. So their goal was to get cotton and silk from India, because then they're not in competition with fucking Walmart or Amazon. Like, we're getting a totally different market. So we're, you know, we'll be able to dominate the market. We'll be able to sell stuff, because now we can, you know, these guys already have a shitload of ships. They've already got the connections. They already know where to get it, how to trade it.
Yeah.
Like, we can't compete. So they go and they... I was trying to see what they end up getting success, and I can't remember how far into it was. It ends up being spices, oddly enough.
I think it was 2 years, and they brought back like 500 tons of pepper.
500
or
tons of
Fuck.
Pepper.
But you got to remember, there's
it's
no
pepper.
Pepper. Yeah, there's no pepper.
There's no pepper.
It goes from eating your fucking mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich that just tastes like fucking blah to like having pepper. And that was a big
thing.
And
they wait were, till they get salt.
But here's the thing. Like, they got knighted.
Right.
And we're rich as fuck because they brought back pepper.
Yeah.
Like the queen was like, ooh, pepper. Yeah. I mean, very spicy.
It sounds like babes in Toyland.
Sounds like us. Yeah. Us tasting whiskey.
Oh no.
Exit stage left.
Queen Elizabeth.
My chicken breasts are going to be so more spicy.
Spicy.
Think if you had to just like, if you cook dinner tonight or whatever the fuck you're cooking and you had no spices.
Yeah. You're
yeah. Just like just, fucking.
There's people that cook like that.
Broccoli and chicken. Yeah.
People that cook it. People that make hockey pucks out of hamburgers too,
yeah,
but
there are.
What? You know, yeah.
You lost me.
No, overcooking them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I said hamburgers on accident, but I meant hamburgers.
That's what Aladdin used to eat.
Yeah, hamburgers.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. He has hands cut off. He's a thief, you know.
He didn't get his hands cut off. He married the princess.
That's the alternate ending. That's the nice one they made for the movie.
No.
The real Aladdin got dismembered and had to eat
la, 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 la.
I don't know why hamburgers stopped the show. Like, why did he get all quiet and awkward when Brad said
Dave's reading
hockey pucks out of Dave's hamburgers? Reading.
Yeah, I was trying to look
at it. All right, so they got knighted. 500,000 pounds of pepper.
That's a lot of pepper.
That's 500 tons of pepper.
Tons. He said
those are big
pounds.
Ships.
100,000 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah. So they bring that back, they get knighted, they get rich, and they're able to build more ships. They're able to start to spread. And then they still realize we still don't want to try to stay in the spice game.
Because you
think
they're sneezing all the way across the fucking ocean? Like, can you imagine? Were they still peppercorns?
They had to have been. You wouldn't
be
milling that. Yeah.
You don't think they're fragrant in any way when it got you? Is it the dust of pepper, or is it the actual fragrance that gets you?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to go home and try.
Okay,
I have a
Google.
Pepper grinder.
Yeah.
Snort peppercorns.
So they end up basically realizing we still need a market that no one else has. And the other thing they do to build up their money was they realize we could make a shitload of money on tea, right? Keep in mind, I mean, England is famous for tea and not yet.
Right.
Like up until now, tea isn't really a thing. Actually, one thing that I read a long time ago was that coffee used to be the most important drink in England.
It is.
Right.
But there was a blight on the beans from where they could get it. So they just suddenly had no more coffee because all the coffee died. And that's right around when the East India Tea Company was able to start bringing in tea. People could drink tea and they realized we want Chinese tea to come in. And I mean, I'm just trying to picture
Book of tea.
I'm trying to picture like you're building an empire on bringing in tea and pepper and fucking saffron. And I mean, I guess someone's still making $1 billion
saffron
with
still
tea, you know, I mean, right now, but, like this shit just wasn't in England and they were bringing it in, you know? So the problem was to trade with China, they only accepted silver.
What are our major imports like from somewhere else that we don't have? Like what would we immediately lose if all of a sudden, you know,
coffee.
The
I was going to say, we don't have coffee here.
We'd have we'd have a handful of kona beans coming from Hawaii.
I quit just in time.
And that would be the
And they would be so expensive.
Maple syrup.
Yeah.
Canadians. Yeah, we'd still have some maple syrup.
Do we?
Yeah, they used to make it in Michigan.
Lies. They just snuck it across the border.
No, I was there.
They hollowed out trees. There was a dude dumping a jug.
I saw it myself.
I saw it pouring out of the tree, boy. Right out of the tap. Put my tongue on it.
I did. All of the things you just mentioned true.
He licked a tree, but he won't lick a rock.
I saw it coming out of a tap. I lipped a tap,
Lipped it.
Licked a tap. I smelled the horrible scent of giant cauldrons of it boiling down.
It's not good straight out of the tap, though, right?
No, it's awful.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's very good.
It's like sap.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see
that's like honey.
They actually found a dinosaur preserved in amber. Like legit fucking my son freaked out, dude. I flipped the article and showed him. He was like, oh my God, do you know what this means? He was just like, they can extract the DNA. Real. Yeah. He's just going off
Jurassic
about
Park.
It. Dude. He was so Jurassic Park hyped on it, dude. But it's like it was a bird. It was a feathered dinosaur the size of a sparrow and it got encapsulated. But they said it probably doesn't have any liquid, like no fluid.
Yeah, no viable.
But they could see like crazy structures of how the feather inserted into the vessel and a bunch of stuff that they could they would have only had to speculate before.
Could they see its cloaca?
And they could totally see its cloaca. It was in full erection when it got fucking ambered. Yeah.
Don't birds have inner erections or something like that though?
They have cloacas. Yeah.
It's like a
Rock hard vagina. Yeah.
It's like pillow. Oh, they like pillow hump, huh?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
It's like a dog wiener, but the hole's way bigger and inverted. Yeah. It's like those tube things that you can get at the mall you can't grab
just
onto.
The tip.
They just keep rolling. You know what I'm talking about? Like you try to grip it and it just keeps going.
You lost us. What are we talking about? Inverted, the trading company?
Yeah.
It's like an infinite pillowcase. No?
The fuck are you talking about?
People out there know what I'm talking about.
It's a star-bellied sneech.
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
You've done one off your rocker, sir.
Fine.
So they want Chinese tea. They know they can make a shitload of money, but China will only trade in silver.
Oh, yeah.
And
China's smart. They're England, like, we're going to give you this fucking tea for silver.
But England only deals in gold.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the...
Yeah, but they don't want gold. Gold's bullshit.
Right. And they don't want
the problem is it's not economically feasible to take gold to go convert it to silver somewhere to take that back to go get tea.
But you know what is?
Opium.
That's right.
Ah.
So they break Chinese law and start smuggling opium around so that they can buy tea in China and that they can get the tea back. And this is really what lets them build their
opium,
power base.
I mean, opium's you know, a gateway drug.
Come on, CIA.
You know,
this is old news.
That's right.
You ain't the first.
So this is... Like this tea business is what really sets them off. This is why a lot of people call them like the East India Tea Trading Company or whatever.
I think that's
even though they traded all kinds of shit.
portion of it.
But this ultimately it leads to the opium wars.
Yeah.
Like just fucking this company just fucking willy nilly causes international wars.
What were they doing with the opium at the time? They're just smoking it.
Injecting
it. They have fucking,
I'm sure they could have done other shit.
It's heroin, dude.
I know, but there weren't like needles back then. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
yeah, there were.
People would just bamboo shoots right in there.
Smoke opium. Right from the tap.
Yep.
Lip it.
From the tap. Yeah.
Right from the tap.
Man, people didn't know what was coming. They had no idea what addiction was. They were just like, this feels good, and I can get it. Why would I not do it? There's no downside to this.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody told me that you can take poppies and stick a pin in some area of the poppies and just keep licking them and then get high on the opium.
Well, probably. Mythbusters did the thing where they ate the poppy seed muffin and he fucking failed the drug test for like nine days in a row.
Yeah, if you eat the poppy seeds, you failed drug test.
Fuck, I used to kill some flats of poppy seed muffins from Costco.
Yeah.
I would have failed drug tests. For sure.
Yeah, I killed flats of them.
Dude. Like, the ones that
strawberry flats?
Eat one or two.
Yeah. No, like the 12 muffins or whatever. Fuck, dude. I would cut those into four. Like leave the paper on the bottom of the muffin, cut it into four, and then divide it like the little like pick a number thing.
I'll tell you right now.
In school, put butter in the middle, microwave it for 25 seconds, and a fucking glass of milk with a poppy seed muffin.
I'll tell you right now. I wouldn't dare do that now.
But
the top muffin to steal from Walmart is the lemon streusel.
Lemon streusel.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it, right?
So it's like poppy seed lemon with some kind of icing.
It's a lemon muffin, but it has like a custard inside of it. That's a lemon custard.
Fuck that.
So good.
Brad loves
Here's the thing.
Oh, man.
Brad likes cherry tomatoes because they explode in his mouth.
You had me at steal from Walmart, but you lost me on custard.
Yeah. No, it's like a lemon filling. Nothing was filling.
Mm-mm.
I mean, oh, dude.
No, I don't want anything like
that. It's a lemon filling or it's a custard?
No, it's a lemon. I'm saying custard, like the texture. It's a general custard. Yeah, no, it's a streusel though that has like the
heist streusel. Why didn't you say so?
Yeah,
you look.
It has
up.
A filling in it. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Right. I have a feeling it's gross.
No,
in it.
You
yeah,
shut your face.
Disgusting.
You don't like lemon muffins, and you don't like upside down lemon muffins.
I don't want your fucking cream in the middle.
Why?
What was that movie?
It's like lemon pie. You don't like lemon pie? The cream?
Van Wilder. That's the movie where they let the bulldog fuck all the donuts and he just fucking blows them all. He fills them all up with dog loads. The bulldog fucks all the donuts.
So you don't like raspberry filled donuts?
Nope, do not.
Oh, you're an idiot.
I don't want
You don't like jelly filled donuts?
Yeah, you're an idiot, dude.
I don't think so.
See, this is why we can't listen to him. Yeah. He comes out with these ideas and he's just fucking.
Sorry.
I don't know.
But if it's truly custard.
No, it's not custard.
No. I'm just saying. In general.
I would say it's a lemon filling.
Custard's fucking.
Nobody likes custard.
Custard is hokum.
Yeah.
I say.
You're right.
Boulder dash.
You're right.
The bee's knees.
No, that's the opposite of the bee's knees.
Boulder dash?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Smarfles.
With this money, again, they started in 1600. So by 1765, once the Rothschilds are on board and they're building their power base and they've got fucking hundreds of ships. And one of the other things I read, and I didn't look into it too much, is one weird loophole that they found was they started to figure out ways to get the British government to build the ships and fund the ships and provide the ships. But then they got all of the profit from the ships, but they had none of the risk from the ships.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Some kind of subsidy.
I can't get out of my head now. You're talking about the opium stuff. Like, it's like in my head, it's a good idea to sell drugs now. You think
it's always a good idea.
No. I think if you do it smart.
It's what Brent said. It's never a good idea.
I had a friend. Always. This is the thing. Like, I had a buddy that would never get a real fucking job. Like, he always, and he did. He started out selling Vicodin. And then he sold Oxy and then he took that money and bought like cars. Then he flipped fucking cars and then had enough money in the bank that he started flipping houses. And then
so he got
away from it. Yeah. He did that. I know of, but I think that the itch for the hustle is always there.
Yeah.
I think if he had the opportunity and someone was like, here's a bottle of Vicodin for $40, he would still go try to sell.
Small time after you're making millions.
But then he started flipping houses at one point in time. Yeah. He had like a couple $100,000. Yeah. Just like, I was like, God damn it. When you're doing bad shit, I'm trying hard over here. Doing the right thing.
Big thing that East India Trading Company does is in 1765, there's a group called the Muggles.
Yeah, they didn't.
I mean, real. there's no way around it. They didn't have any magic.
It's what they are. It's M-U-G-H-A-L. Is that how it's spelled in Harry Potter?
I don't know.
I don't think
they just
so.
Say it. We don't know. You think I read Harry Potter? Look who you're talking to, Mr. 60 Sorry. Pages.
Yeah. Fuck that. I read whole books now, bro. No, I graduated.
Yeah, this is all lies.
I'm two books deep.
I don't trust you now, Mr.
Oh, you said that you were going to
No filling in your muffins.
I did not start that because of you, honestly. You said the first couple chapters was really fucking
hard. First chapter is hard.
Okay.
First chapter. For me, the no one else that I say that to agrees with it. First chapter of Catch-22.
I was going to do the audiobooks too, like start back up and try and do it. And then I just heard Dave in my head saying audiobooks are bullshit. You can't do them.
I said that last time. I wanted you to read it.
Yeah. Well, it was in Dave's voice.
It was me. That's because I
said. No, because he said audiobooks don't count as reading.
I said that.
No.
I don't say that. I like audiobooks. I think people should listen to audiobooks.
Yeah. I said that. I said it's not the same. Yeah.
No, I did stick my
hand
said
in, I stuck my hand in Dave's ass and made him talk like that. Puppet though. I did puppeteer him when I said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ventriloquist.
Yeah. Is
what you're saying. I was washing orange off for like a week.
Yeah. Huh. So the Muggle Emperor gets exiled from Empire. Delhi. And basically at this point, the East India Trading Company at this point has a standing army of somewhere around a quarter of a million troops.
Yeah. Bigger than actual British army.
Double the size.
Twice the size.
Yeah. Twice the size of the British army. So they arguably have the largest standing army on Earth.
Over there. Over there.
Like over on Earth. Like
at that time. Yeah, yeah.
And keep in mind, I forget the numbers, it's somewhere in my notes. At this point, this company is owned and run by like 40 people in a two-story building in London.
Yeah.
And these 40 people own the largest army on Earth.
Which, like, efficiently and logistically is really impressive. There's not like there's a phone.
Yeah.
There's not even like a fucking little tap fucking Morse code thing. They're like, send a letter there and tell them to do this. I received a letter today. It said this. Like, they're doing that all on paper and word of mouth.
And again, I was like, how did they pull this off? But then when I read that thing about the different houses controlling different aspects, I was like, oh, that's how they fucking pulled it off.
Yes.
Who's the best banker?
It was sectioned off.
Who's the best banking family on Earth? Oh, the Rothschilds. They do the banking.
Yeah.
Who controls all the shit coming to America? Yeah. The Rockefellers? They control America. Like, you get
but
the
how
best
did you trust everybody?
Everywhere.
They had to put their hands in the middle. They're like,
it's because
their
business.
They shared stock.
Their business. They shared
if it went down,
they all lost.
Exactly.
They're all making money. All there's no benefited. Reason.
I'm not saying it would go down. I'm saying you might take more than your share. Like, if you're doing all the banking, how do they know how much actually
I'm sure that was happening.
Oh, I'm sure that was happening. Yeah.
They didn't know.
Right. I mean, if it's just 40 people, they might have all known. Like, you're disclosing everything to each other over brandy and... You know, watching slaves get beaten. I mean,
Django, the slave fights. Exactly. You're at the slave fights talking about what money you're getting.
Yeah, but you can't even go to like the quarterly meeting because it takes fucking 8 months to get there and you
get
scurvy.
It doesn't take 8 months to get there because they all live in London.
They have private jets.
Even the American, the Rockefellers all live in London.
Yeah, they had private jets.
I'm sure.
Time.
I don't know. Yeah, they had private jets. Yeah, they were Flintstone jets. Yeah. Pterodactyls. But at this point, this army takes over India, large chunks of India. They now control. They collect the taxes. They put the governors in place that write the laws and control everything.
That sounds familiar.
Because they ousted the emperor, right? So now they are no longer just a company selling fucking spices and silk and opium.
Territory
in
India.
Exactly. So this is what tripped me out because like some of the worst years of the worst fucking genocides and slaughters and fucking human rights abuse and all this shit that happened in India that I've always associated with Britain fucking up India. I mean, Britain was still at the end of the day signing off on it because the queen is gaining the money and saying, oh, you're doing what to the Indians? Who gives a shit? But it wasn't strictly India. It was this corporation that was getting away with doing
Britain
it.
Britain still kind of owns or like has places all over the world that they're in charge of. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was Australia, India, there's parts, you know, Hong Kong,
Ireland, Hong Kong,
Ireland. You know what I mean? I saw
Hong Kong existed as a part of the British territory because of the tea trade with East India.
And then you have, someone who kind of went about it in a more rougher way, which was Hitler trying to control land, right. not talking about the race issue, but trying to control land. And it becomes this like crazy thing when the British have been doing it for fucking ever.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to compare. Yeah. You it's know? Like how Vatican City's in the middle of Rome.
Yeah.
It's like you're remotely, it's just property management really.
It kind of is, but they're just like fucking, it's kind of like what happened. The British tried to move into America. You
was
know
there
what I mean?
A local they representation came in, like that was like a, you know, the capital there that was considered, you know, London territory in the middle of India though? Or is there just like,
well, yeah, I mean, that's what Hong Kong
was. It was Bengal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Bengal India, was Bengal. Yeah. So you have territory that's in India that's owned by another country.
Right.
You
know? Still so impressive. They started with Bengal and then eventually they just spread from Bengal and took over city after city. They got as far as Delhi.
They Bengal over.
Exactly. But again, all of these fucking places, the capital, you know, of India is now being run by a handful of people in London.
In a business. Right. From a business. It's a business now.
And again, it gets to the sketchy part of a corporation because at a certain point, even though, like, I mean, the queen isn't, or the king, I mean, this goes on for hundreds of years, right? So the kings and queens of England aren't the ones doing these transgressions in India. Like technically they're not the ones doing
business.
It's not their troops. Yeah. It's not
like Apple having a bunch of employees, or like Foxconn has 400,000 employees. So like we have an American company, Apple, that's doing all this fucking crazy child laboring shit in some other country. And America's like,
they don't own territory
No, they don't own territory, like, but it's a similar question though. Like at what point is the king or the queen culpable? Because you're just sitting back counting your money. You know full fucking well what this company
thing,
is doing.
The Nike thing or...
Like,
yeah.
I mean, the queen knows that this company is fucking killing Indians and fucking stealing shit.
And the
government
gets tax money from the Apple transactions and it stimulates our economy greatly. Like, there is benefit to our...
That's what I say. I think they're okay with it.
The word loot is an Indian word that got brought over by the East India Company because they were fucking looting people.
Wow.
I mean, so on the one hand, it wasn't the British government that did
wasn't the king or queen
in India.
It was the company.
But it kind of still was. Right.
They let it happen.
We can't just fucking dismiss
it. And there you go. Like it's the gain though, you know, like they're gaining all these things from, you know, they're benefiting.
Our entire nation is better because we've got spices.
And you can say, hey, we're not doing it.
Right.
That's this company. I didn't do that. I didn't tell them to do that.
When shit comes out, they lose their knighthood and they're fucking
it's that company.
Right.
Like, it's not us. We're getting the spices for our people.
Exactly. You know,
you didn't have salt.
Right. Exactly. So
how is it in one area of the world that those like spices are like they weren't anywhere else. You know what I mean?
That's a very good question.
Like, how is it? How did it get there?
Continental drift.
You know what I mean? Did they have a spice Noah Ark? You know what I mean? Like he gathered spices from all over the world before the flood, and then landed in India.
Because even if you eat Indian
climates
food,
and humidity, there's certain things grow regionally, like how coffee can only grow in place, and then eventually.
I know, but there's a lot. You know what I mean? I guess India is huge, but
because it's separated by the expanse of the sea, and like where you're at on the equator, I mean, it just all adds up. Like,
but there's other places in the same area on the equator that don't have those same things.
Right, but they got separated. Is what I'm saying. Like, as the continents divided and things separated, there's room between.
Did that really? You don't know that happened?
Yeah.
No.
Pangea, bro, man.
That's fake.
Come on, man. Pangea.
Come on.
You don't know about Pangea?
That's Australian propaganda.
Yeah. That's bullshit. Australia's not even real.
We're pretending to live there. Stupid. Yeah.
So
just admit you're British. It's just people that don't like their heritage.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
So throughout this era in the 1750s, there's an evil cocksucker named Robert Clive, who's basically running the troops and just fucking slaughtering Indians and, you know, conquering more and more land.
Basically Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. So, and then this era, there's a huge famine in 1769 that strikes India. The high taxation is happening. There's human rights violations against everybody. And the Mughal regime in Bengal.
Like
The Mughals.
They basically said in diaries written in 1769 that
probably like Mughal or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Indians were tortured to disclose their treasure.
Like
cities, towns, and villages were ransacked by the East India Company.
Right.
So if they knew that there was an Indian in this town who had money, they would fucking lock him up and torture him until they literally physically said, my gold is buried over here. And then they would go fucking loot the gold.
That's like how I fuck a bush if I think there's a snake in it. It's the same thing. Pretty much the same concept.
Were you just trying to see if I was listening?
Who knows what my intentions and goals are? I don't even know.
You don't even like, you know, flavor-filled muffins. So yeah, that's we true. Can't trust
flavor-filled
you.
Muffins. That's yeah. one way to say it.
So at this point, there does start to become an Indian rebellion. And in this era, like when all this is happening, is when the East India Company starts to backslide. It's been 160, 170 years. They're starting to take big losses in India. And this is what leads to some of the stuff they start to do in America because they're trying to recoup costs that they're losing. But in the midst of all this, the fucking crazy taxation, the fucking famine, the fucking raping and pillaging and looting, there's an uprising from Indians and
well, their entire army is composed of like yeah, Indians, yeah. like 80% or something.
Yeah, exactly. So in retaliation for the uprising, the company kills thousands of Indians, both rebels and civilians who were sympathetic to the rebellion. And this was what they called the Indian Rebellion of 1857. Actually, I skipped ahead, but this is what starts to bring the company down is this Indian Rebellion, because it's just been going on for too fucking long.
Right.
And in 1858, the rebellion basically shuts down the East India Company in India. And this is when what they call the British Raj takes over. And that's like, because when you read about Gandhi, when you read about these people who are opposing the British crown controlling them, this is the era where the British crown does actually.
They had
160
years. They should have bred that British in.
Yeah.
Like then they would be like, the Indians aren't going to rebel because they're like fighting their cousins and
right,
shit.
Exactly.
That's where they fucked up.
Yeah. So,
They kept kissing cousins, supposed to be kissing Indians.
So for like 90 years, the British government actually controlled India before they get overthrown in the 1940s. But so the thing that I knew about the East India Company was the Boston Tea Party stuff in America. So in 1773, there's what they call the Tea Act passed by British Parliament. And it grants the East India Company a monopoly on tea sales in the American colonies, which doesn't seem like a big fucking deal.
It's the Walmart of the time.
Right. Doesn't seem like a big deal. Yeah. Who gives a shit? They control tea, right?
But it means if that's a super good, that's the primary commodity that maybe that like people are selling, that like private, like little fucking general store dudes are trying to sell or something, right?
Well, I think, it's a whole bunch of factors from what I was reading. Like, A, it's just a big fucking stick in the eye. It's like the 1,000th stick in your eye in America. Like, fuck you, we're doing this too. Fuck you, we're doing this too. Right. Like, all, you know, or no
well,
one has
well,
any
at least
rights.
I can sell some tea.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it's just one more monopoly that people don't control. From what I read, like the East India Company was way rougher with people than the British government was, because who gives a fuck?
We're probably
going to
have the Boston
soldiers.
Weed Party now. They go legalizing exactly. it. Like fucking big corporations are going to get all the contracts for growing all the weed.
They probably are.
All the independent pot sellers are just going to it.
So, I mean, you got to know that's coming. Like, you're like, legalized pot, we could sell it. Yeah. And then they're like, fucking corporations take over.
For sure.
And you're fucked.
That's happened. I watched a thing about it the other day. There was like this nice couple. And they were like, oh man, we have fought for years for this to be legal so that we didn't have to hide and weren't worried about getting raided. And they finally legalized it. And then it caused the price to drop. And now they can't even make any fucking money because the market's so flooded that all the resources and time that's spent
that's the
trying
problem.
To grow
you,
that
you
plant.
Smoked so much pot, you didn't think about the repercussions.
Okay,
I mean,
you're going to deal with companies like fucking Monsanto, who are the masters of genetic plant manipulation that are going
to
build
you
mega
able
uber
to,
strains
yeah,
and
the
you
reason,
can't compete with them.
The reason you were able to ask that price and sell it is because it was illegal. Right. That's what made it valuable. Right.
If heroin was legal, it's just fucking cheap.
Right. The other natural step, if it's not Monsanto or a company like that doing it, the other natural step is big tobacco does it.
Yeah.
You've already got fields. You've already got crops. You've already got infrastructure that's delivering the shit to fucking Fast Trips and fucking 7-Elevens.
And then you have strains crossed with tobacco.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So then you end up with fucking Marlboro Greens, you know, and you're fucking getting your weed. But one way or the other.
What are those called when you mix tobacco and weed?
A spliff?
Yeah,
it's a spliff.
So the Tea Act gets passed and it pisses them off for a bunch of reasons. And then I think the reason that it really got things going is because a bunch of merchants in the colonies that were making money by importing tea, by selling tea, et cetera, just got fucking cut out. So, and a lot of the founding fathers were fucking rich ass fucking white men. So I'm sure some of them lost their ass on the fucking Boston Tea Party or the Tea Act.
Yeah.
So it pisses everybody off. And this is the thing. One of the things that I read was that the merchants using this were able to whip up people who were already pissed off. So they basically, the American merchants who now couldn't make any money, whipped up a bunch of people. The Sons of Liberty got everybody super pissed off at the fucking, at the Tea Act. And what was typically happening was the, if the tea was showing up and things were going on that the colony or the city didn't like, they would say, take your ship and go back to England. We're not buying your shit.
Damn. Can you imagine that? Cause for one, they wanted the tea.
Right.
And being the person on the ship, like, God, it just fucking sailed like 3 months. God right. damn it. Yeah. They won't buy it. We'd have to take it back. They're right. just hostile. Like, I got to turn around and fucking go yeah. back.
Right. So but in this particular instance, cause like in Philadelphia and New York, the East India Company brought in tea after the Tea Act, and the Philadelphia and New York governors just, or the mayors said, fuck off, leave. You're not selling any tea here. How's that?
I think
like
some
you
of
get
them,
the, you get the fucking monopoly on tea. There's no tea.
Some of them like looted and left it to rot on the docks or some shit. I think
that was,
right?
Yeah, some of them did that.
Yeah.
But in Boston, they basically commandeered, they basically said, you can't leave.
Right.
And you can't sell your tea.
It got hostile. Before it was like, we're not going to buy your stuff. Thanks, but no thanks. Go along right. your way. And they're like, right. well, that'll work. But then, yeah, then they start taking yeah. ships.
So now the ships tea. Are just sitting there. They won't let the ships leave. They won't let them unload the cargo. And then while the ships are sitting there in the harbor is when everybody dresses up like Indians. They sack it. They dump all the tea, which again, when you're talking, this was three ships. When you're saying that there were four ships in the initial sailing and they brought back 500 tons of pepper,
right?
Three ships and you dump all the yeah. tea into the bay, that's a lot of motherfucking tea.
There's a yeah. bunch of dolphins having anxiety attacks.
Exactly.
Fucking cornholio.
Brent out there with the tail in the water yeah. just fucking having a panic attack.
Or they're super healthy because of all the antioxidants.
That's true. Were they was it white tea? Was it made from baby tea leaf?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, white tea is baby tea leaf.
So the Boston governor says, fuck it, you're staying in port. Then the Sons of Liberty sack the ships.
That's such a cool name.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, the thing that's interesting is biker.
Pretty good, dude.
It's pretty good.
It's horrible. Horrible.
What would you have called your gang?
I don't know. Not that.
Like what?
I don't know.
The Teabaggers.
There you go.
That's perfect. Pretty good. But it wouldn't
Boston
have
the, Teabaggers.
It yeah. wouldn't have been as, it wouldn't have meant the same thing though. And I'd be like, where are the Teabaggers?
It would have by the time we were done with it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pin down the troops and do a little flap, flap, flap.
Yep. Swap, swap.
Squat, drop, squat, drop. Yeah.
So that was the end all be all of the company to me when I started the research. I didn't know they fucking dominated India for 160 fucking years.
It's a long time.
And were basically part of the Illuminati. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what's going on. And then, I mean, other things, they relied on slave labor for a lot of their trading in various parts of the world. So they just fucking undercut, you know, we'll eliminate the middleman. We'll just get slaves ourselves.
Right.
So they didn't deal in slaves, but they had plenty of slaves working in their fields doing their shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they just went and got the slaves themselves.
Right.
Like they just, you know, like any good corporation. Right. Why am I buying slaves from this fucking guy? We can just go get our own slaves.
Yeah.
So they never sold slaves. They weren't in the slave trade, but they had plenty of them and they fucking captured them themselves.
Yeah. So fucked up.
And again, so
that's legit. You know, I think we should get some slaves for here. Just go capture people.
Just a couple.
I want white slaves.
Well, whatever.
Sure.
All sorts. Hey, I'm not racist. Hey, I don't care what.
We just get, we'll get one of each. You know what I mean?
There you go. We're equal opportunity
slavers. Equal opportunity
slavers.
So yeah, like a Filipino one too?
That's fine. Sure. That's fine.
How many of each are there? Are we talking about? What's each?
Like six.
I mean, if you get
that fills it in.
Yeah. You got it.
If you get a white, you got to get a black.
Yeah.
If you get a yellow, you got to get
a
brown. There you go. Yeah. So yeah.
You got to get a red, another brown.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of browns, but
a lot of different browns, but there's different browns.
There's only white. Yeah. If you get white, you got to get a red. Like it could be, you know,
do we just need one white?
Yeah. Oh, if you get a redhead,
I think we need multiple whites.
I think it's just colors of hair.
Yeah. So we need multiple whites.
You have to speak different languages. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Like you can get a British. and Australia. They're the same though.
So yeah. What if we, we only take you if your heritage has people who wear a funny hat.
I like that. I like that.
For example,
Jews.
The yarmulke is a pretty funny
hat. It's a funny hat. I mean, come on.
A fez. Yeah. That's a fucking funny hat.
That's true. That's true. You know? Yeah. Africans have a funny hat.
Yep. Oh, I think a bowler is a funny hat. That's so you can get a Brit.
Yep.
True. All kinds of stuff.
Everybody's got a funny hat. Yeah. Cowboy
Russians.
Hat.
Russians
cowboy,
wear the
that's
fucking
a funny hat. Cowboy hat is a funny
hat. Cowboy hat.
We established.
Oh, the Russians.
Russians don't wear hats. It's just their haircut.
Oh, that's
true. how badass they are.
Yeah.
Their beard just connects to that thing.
Yeah.
It's a haircut. It's from the cold climate. It just happened. Yeah. It's just evolved that way.
So at 1700, when they were at their biggest, there were 35 permanent employees in their London office.
That's it?
Yeah.
Permanent.
In 1785,
those are the permanent employees.
1785, it controlled an empire of millions of people with a staff of 159.
That's like Firefox. That's pretty good.
Like when they controlled India, there were 159 employees, period.
So Jesus. You worked for them, but you weren't a part of
them.
Yeah. Wow.
Because those 159 employees were all in the families.
Yeah.
Like they, you know, that was them. So, and I can't even imagine how much fucking money they made. I can't even imagine the fortunes.
Well, I think they said that
were looted.
The company was started with what would be the equivalent of $100 million today. So that's a ton of money.
Right.
I don't know how that worked out back then. But yeah, it's the equivalent of $100 million today was the startup cost for the East End.
That's a big fucking startup cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They already had money, though.
And that was to build 4 ships.
Yeah.
That tells you how fucking expensive a ship was.
Well, ship, and then you have to have like.
And they were, you got to think too.
Sure. Fucking cross.
You got to think though, like how big those ships were, because 500 tons is 1 million pounds.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Mm. No.
How much
yes.
is. Mm-mm. What do you say it is?
It's apples.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. 500 tons is 1 million pounds. It's a big ship. That's a big
how
ship.
How big the boat got to be?
It's pretty big. I mean, I don't know.
Are you speaking African? How big is the boat got to be?
How big is the boat got to be? Buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
So, yeah, that's East India Company. I had no idea what they were responsible for. And again, that's the British East India Company. There were others that I'm sure did completely
shit. I had to clarify that with Dave. What are we studying here?
But I'd be surprised if the Dutch East India Company at the end of the day was able to compete with fucking 150 years of indentured servitude, slavery, and looting of an entire fucking landmass.
Like yeah, India.
That's that's a pretty big fucking step right there. Yeah.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yep.
You want a social media winner?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Give it to us.
Episode 367, Project A119. That's a lot of alphabeticals. Is George Seckman from Twitter at Masked Cripple. Man, he's a superhero in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Masked Cripple.
Guess what? You still park way out in the parking lot.
Yeah. He wins for retweeting our clip on Twitter, which we always say thank you for, because especially Twitter, it's hard to get the engagement on Twitter. We actually do pretty well though with retweets.
Yeah.
But you don't get as many like views and stuff. Yeah. I'm saying Instagram seems like the most engagement. Facebook's probably
that's because the people are retweeting have 3 followers.
Maybe
we need more.
Yeah.
Right.
So thank you for doing so, George. When Frankie Pigeons hits you up for your contact info, give it freely. Urine samples and blood will be required, but we will send you our wares in the form of a sticker pack.
Yep.
So you sold your identity. We just gave it to thousands of people. They're all going to find you. Go like him and follow him and comment and tell him you're jealous of his sticker wares.
Yes.
That's a new thing we should do. Everyone should go.
Sticker wares?
Yeah.
Pot sticker wares. It's one of my favorite Chinese foods.
Ears.
I love pot stickers.
Pot sticker ears.
Shit is so good. Pot stickers.
Great Castle. Damn it.
Is that the one on Union?
Yeah.
Really? I have a feeling this is like gross kitchen probably.
That, dude,
you see nice ass restaurants on those fucking like 24-hour Gordon Ramsay shows.
Garbage compared to dude. No, I'm not Great Castle.
To be honest, I kind of
their dirty
don't...
kitchen is garbage, is what Brad just said. I'm saying there's dirty kitchens on the TV, and he said garbage. Those are not dirty kitchens compared to my dirty kitchen.
When I don't trust a Chinese restaurant that doesn't have a dirty kitchen.
No. Their food, dude.
Food, dude. No one ever got sick.
No, I've ate there for years. It is hands down the best Chinese food.
Do they have anything Dave can eat?
I'm sure they do. Chinese food is very friendly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's noodles and shit.
Lamb's is amazing, by the way.
No, fuck. Yeah. That place over by Downtown Elementary?
No.
Okay.
On up by BC.
Oh, okay. I have heard that's good. I thought you were talking about this one over here. When you pointed, I was like, you're pointing at that weird little place where
the lady with the mole and
she has like a beard coming out.
I've never even walked in there. You just look at it. It looks like, no, it's,
she said,
it's
bad. Yeah, I get that Kung Pao beef there. Oh, man.
Oh, fresh egg out for soup for you.
That's how she talks. She
came out. You want egg flour soup? I'll give your friend free egg flour soup. You come get sticky chicken. Oh,
and you're like, what in the fuck is happening right now? That's exactly how she sounds.
Is she trans?
I don't know what is going on for sure, but
you can't say
she has a beard on her mole. I'll tell you that. She looked like she
bitches. Moles got beards. She's so manly. Her mole's got a beard.
Free soup for you.
You want spicy egg roll? Free soup for you. She sounds just like that. I swear to God, that's like a perfect impression.
I can't go there. Where's that at?
It's right by downtown elementary.
Yeah, it's not
there. Like a full-on Chinese food restaurant. With a broke-down fucking like Chrysler in front of it that she drove to work, and no one bought anything. Yeah. I'm
scared. It looks like the exterior decoration was done like in the height of the 80s.
Like, I think their egg soup is like egg soup sickle, and they just they chip a chunk off and like microwave it to reheat it back up.
Chinese food's sketchy, dude. Like a buffet, Panda Express. Like, that's it. Like,
I'd be more about a buffet than I would that, because I feel like a restaurant, they just hide shit away in the fridge and only certain things get ordered, where a buffet is getting changed out quick.
Nope. Not necessarily. No. You ain't been to a bad Chinese buffet then, because.
Well, I did. The place that I went last week, they made my kids throw up.
Oh, well, that's. See, you got to go to Great Castle.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
I'm not putting them on blast.
If you don't have $100, don't go to Great Castle.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing that's dope about lambs, is because it's expensive. You get it like, I'd never order it to go, because
I mean, you can get it cheaper, but crazy. I'm just saying.
But if you go there at lunch, like, they know that one of their biggest clientels is college students, and they just give you a heaping fucking plate of shit for like fucking $6.
Nice. Yeah.
And I basically, and it's like, you get your menu and it's like, these are the 6 items you can get. And I just go in there and fucking, they're like really cool about, you can just go in there and be like, I want this shit that's not on the menu. And they just fucking fix it.
No,
I just go in and say, I want Kung Pao tofu.
Yeah.
And they just fucking.
Yeah. Everything in Great Castle is fresh made too. Like, you get pot stickers and they're so hot, you can't put them, you got to cool them down. You know what I mean?
Because
they
just microwaved
them.
From Monday.
No, these aren't the Costco ones that everybody else has. No, they're fresh made, like dumpling.
When are you going to take me on a date, sweetheart?
We can go.
You just called you dumpling.
Yeah.
I know. I called
I'm sure. Like I said, I feel comfortable telling you, like, because I know me and you have completely different tastes in food, but if Chinese food is Chinese food kind of, and that place is fucking good. Like, there's either bad Chinese food or good Chinese food.
I think I went because my mom loves that place.
Yeah. It's fucking delicious.
You probably took her there. That's how she knows about it. Yeah.
I got her
started on it.
Yeah. I got to go for it before he goes for
it. So, what are your thoughts on hoisin sauce?
Is that the one I have? No, I have ponzu sauce. I don't know if I had hoisin sauce. Hoisin is it oyster sauce?
No.
Hoisin Gracie. He's a jiu-jitsu.
Miraculous miracle sauce.
Is it like soy sauce?
What is it?
No. It's like thick. It's like a thick brown.
No. I don't put sauce on my stuff. You put sauce on what? What do you put it on? Rice?
What's his name though?
I put it on my rice.
Yeah, so I don't put sauce on my rice.
I put hot sauce and soy hoisin sauce on my rice.
Hoisin! That's what it sounds like.
You've probably had some kind of doctored up hoisin sauce that you dip spring rolls on.
Yeah, I never get spring rolls. Though.
Nope. I eat spring rolls plain.
Hoisin sauce is fucking miraculous.
I like pot sticker sauce. Pot sticker sauce is the bomb.
Yep.
Got the little green onions in it.
Yep. I like Yolkitoko hot sauce.
That's true. I do too. Yeah. That shit's delicious.
They're actually
and I do put it
sponsors.
In my hoisin sauce.
Yeah.
It brings the hoisin sauce up a fucking level.
All right. Is it sponsor time?
I like rye rice with salt on it.
Oh, do we need a.
The white rice is the right rice.
White rice is white. Yeah.
Do we have a winner of the month?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
February. It's not winner. They're not a winner. They're just a Skull member of the month. What's wrong with you guys? What is happening?
I don't understand what you're talking about. I've never been to your house. And I don't know who your neighbor was.
The bald guy.
Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
Karen's
Josh Toll. You've been to my. He knows you. You're a fucking asshole. Anyway,
you know you put your thing in the
I think you're thinking of Steve or something.
No,
you know
I'm not
you put
your thing Steve. In the. It's You've the been to my hole. House more than Steve has.
Your old house?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even remember what your old house looked like. I don't think so.
With the Josh hole.
What do we do at your old house?
I even know what his old house looked like.
I was going to say, Dave's been there once.
House. Hold on. That old house. It's because you moved again. You moved like 3 times since I know you, I think. You had a house and a house and a house.
A house and an apartment.
I got a house for like fucking 7 years.
The house where you can't. The pallet wall house.
Yes.
Okay, but I don't know your neighbor.
Yeah, you do.
No.
You're a dick.
I've only been to your house like three times.
Karen's husband.
Anyway.
Not anymore, apparently.
The Josh hole.
The Josh hole. That's what they call him. Who's the person? Go.
It's Tyler Bajas. You already know. Yeah, you asked me like you don't know. What's happening here? What is happening? Anyway.
I've been paying attention. Yeah.
Anyway, Tyler Bajas is a power user of rubmaps.com.
Rubmaps.
He knows certain massage parlors like the back of his hand.
Yeah.
He says his favorite service to get is an RR3. In layman's terms, that's code for anal sex. He loves taking it from behind. So,
why do they call it the RR3?
It's like RR1, RR2, RR3, rural route 1, 2, and 3.
Oh.
It's translated into, three is anal. One is oral. No, one is vaginal, two is oral, three is anal. So
does he like the four?
Probably. I'm sure his favorite service is the RR3.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the four is rough. That's like the finger trap.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get you from both ends.
Yeah. So
and you have to try to keep them in.
Finger trap.
It's like the job. Brad doesn't laugh at my jokes anymore. I'll take it. Is it time for sponsors yet?
I thought you were already doing
it. I was, and then you went off mad about me not knowing your neighbor and shit.
Yep.
And then we didn't know who Tyler Bajas was.
You don't know anybody is.
What?
You have
Karen's husband.
You have fucking goldfish memory. Just go.
Goldfish, they actually have really good memory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I taught mine to play football.
10-second Tom. Fucking 10-second Ted.
Thank you to Oligoteco Hot Sauce. I'm really struggling to not laugh. They are our primary sponsor. You can get them.
Nothing funny has been said, so I don't know why you're laughing.
Most major grocery stores. please go like their social media, and you can go buy stuff from them. They have a gear store. They sell sauce on their site. It's better than your sauce. It is. I don't know what you're using, spicy ketchup, whatever the fuck you got. It's better. It really is. Especially XXX. I stand by it.
Yeah. You know what Steve eats? Tabasco.
Balls.
How dare you? We're going to have to beep that out. I'm going to beep that out when I say it.
Why? We can say other names.
Tamacco.
Especially when we end with balls.
Yeah. Also, thank you to Print Dirt Cheap.
Tabasco balls.
You can order sticky goods, printed goods and such from their website. And you can save some money by using our code SOFAKING. If you're not following their page, go follow it. Jeff Christman over there does all kinds of motivational quotes to get your day going. So go check it out, printdirtcheap.com. Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. He makes our t-shirts. He also makes his own wares and goods on his website. He has some like cultish and punk rock and Johnny Cash and all kinds of stuff going on. He sells shirts there, and he can make you shirts if you have an idea for a t-shirt or a band or a podcast or a need for a shirt for some reason. He can help you out. So go follow him on social media at Jimmy D's Tees. Also, thank you to Digital Creations. They make our coffee mugs that are available on our website, along with other goods at sofakingpodcast.com/shop. So if you want to help support us, you can go buy some stuff, and I will put it in a manila envelope with a stiff white glove, and I will send it your way. That's all I got. Talk till Brad's done drinking Mountain Dew. There he goes.
If you're on Reddit, go to r/sofakingpodcast. I'm raised with wolves. In the orange corner, we got Kid Nugget 606. I got that right this time. In the white corner, we got Soph King Brand. Dave's hitting the bong.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Soph King Podcast. Our Instagrams are at Raised with Wolves, at Soph King Brand, at Soph King Dave. Also, check out Jimmy D's Tees, the Captainist _ SK Quotes, and Hilgum Film. Go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast to donate to the show, or if you want to contribute, or SofaKingPodcast.com/shop. Go there and buy something. And that obviously goes, we put a lot back into the show, and we give a lot back to patrons, like I mentioned on the last show. And we mentioned before, we sent out whiskey glasses, decanters, little boxes for them to go in and
exclusive
all that good stuff. Exclusive t-shirts.
And brag when no one else has them.
Yep. That also. So we really appreciate it. And thank you to those who are already a patron and those who have just supported us in whatever way you can. Not necessarily giving us money. Maybe it's sharing a post and getting free shit for it.
We appreciate it.
Yes, we do. The end song Again, you can go to the Spotify playlist. I'm just putting it out there. It's Sofa King Podcast 2019. If you search for it, it'll pop up under playlists. And I have the end songs on there from this year. Sofa King Podcast playlist minus the 2019 is from past years. So there's a lot of songs on there, hundreds. So the Patreon end song is Keep It Moving by Loki. Don't be a retard.
Yo, I'm quite frightening, a white lightning, a Mike Tyson, an ice pick tucked, I might ice him. I'm Iceman, kill for fun and start writing. Jump on stage, spit flames with no hype, man. One of the best yet, every line's a death threat. Still can't figure out what's wrong with my head yet. I'm morbid and tormented, this door's entrance was entered. This dark self-centered warp vengeance. This engine, it burns out six cylinders, armed like John Dillinger. Just in case I get swarmed by strong villagers. I stay calm, villainous, I'm the strong militant type. Get wrong feelings at night, King Kong's ready to fight, but still choose seclusion. General of a movement, generally confusion. Mentally I'm improving, enemies I remove them, plenty of them. But I get venomous so they lose it.
Nuisance, looted student in amusement. Stupid, there's mucus in the music. Grumpy old man with my honey hole hands. Runny nose bad, my rugby don't match. Awake when I dream, eyes wide open. Low light flood, I'm like Moses. Hot fire, lava, spit tobacco sauce. Rob y'all stores with my mask off. Brooklyn BK, Bronx beat break. The sands of Iran and the MIA. A hookah in Bermuda, sitting in my cave, shooter with a Ruger, witnessing my aim. My mic's reloaded, got a verse in the chamber. Give a flying fuck where you came from, bum. Thirsty, thirsty from the ville. R.I.P. every motherfucking track I kill.
Hands in the air, everybody hit the flow. I'm a DMS gangster, a soldier at woe. Bipolar nightmares, I'm strong in pain. Donnie Darko, my friends keep bombing trains.
Whether I'm commentating or I've gone insane, you can't keep me down, King Kong in chains. Modern oddity with tattoos, a lot of my arms need a lobotomy. For causing grievous bodily harm.
Demonstrating my style. Drugs, money, and sex. Fucking Playboy, bunnies, Bugs Bunny are next. Fighting demons in my head. I'm a demon in the bed.
Owe me money, I will beat you till you're screaming, bleeding red.
We fight back to back like we 300 Spartans. Gladiator shields and swords and dark Martins. Spit so cold, I got a frozen tongue. The OG, I am Loki, the chosen one.
I don't appreciate all the side talk. Real rap, extinct, died off. Pop you like July 4th. Heroin rap, but don't nod off. Put his fucking brain main all over the sidewalk. Shit was about to pop off, but I told him nah. But he was in the bed of him and sending him to Jah. He thought he a veteran and settling with Jah. He thought it's adrenaline medicine for the cure.
There's no cure.
And nobody could send it with my pop. And he was just offended when they handed him the knot. Over analytical, his belly in the knot. But he was Machiavellian and very in the pie. You need to oversay, son, still valid. Did two bullets and he came home wowing. Now he throw it off and his brain off balance. John look good, but it's too much mileage.